I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Frankie is a waitress and Johnny is a cook. They work together, but at the start of Terrence McNally's 1987 play, Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune, they're playing together, and pretty vocally as they tumble around in Frankie's bed after a first date. They are both broken and approaching middle-aged with little to show for themselves. Frankie has trouble with commitment, and she sees this as a one-night stand. Johnny is a brusque, socially awkward guy who insists he's fallen for her after hardly knowing her at all. Can this last? That's the question McNally, who won a Lifetime Achievement Tony Award this year, explores in a play that's more a character study than a drama driven by plot. 6-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald portrays Frankie, and stage and film actor Michael Shannon as Johnny. Each is outstanding in the piece, which is volatile and often funny, with dialogue that feels genuine. Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune gets its title from a scene when Johnny calls an all-night music show on a radio station and requests whatever may be the most beautiful song. Here's what the radio host puts on. It's Debussy's Clair de Lune. Aaron Arbus directs the Broadway revival of Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune, playing at the Broadhurst. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway minute.